This symposium is the end of a one-year course I was giving here called Façonner l'imaginaire de la création numérique 3D au monde virtuel animé. And first I'm going to introduce the topic of this symposium. So of course in this digital age, people are creating lots of content, but most of this content is purely immaterial. And maybe 3D graphics is the only way to be able to see, to touch, and to manipulate this virtual content. This may be why people are so attracted by modeling things in 3D. They can design, edit, manipulate imaginary 3D shapes, and they can even print them and manipulate them in real. They can also give life to a populated and animated virtual world, and they can also be immersed within it using virtual reality. So of course, it has a very playful dimension doing all this. But it's also a wonderful tool for engineers and scientists. Engineers can be modeling and studying their object of study, and scientists can also try to express what they understand of the physical world. This was, of course, used since the beginning of humanity, in a sense. These are pictures from Leonardo da Vinci, and Leonardo was already expressing what he understood about branching of a tree through drawing and sketching, and also imagining the first maybe planes and helicopters. And of course, this graphics design is not only there for communicating something you have already invented. The process of creating, inventing a new shape and a new shape in motion is really enhanced by being able to interact with some virtual image, picture, or representation of what you are imagining. And studies in cognitive sciences demonstrated it. And Colin Ware said that graphics design must really be seen as cognitive tools enhancing and extending your brain. And they light a part of the memory, which is visual memory, which is not at all light when you only try to have analytical imagination in your head. And so human beings have always looked for ways to express shapes and shapes in motion. They developed painting, drawing, and sculpting. But nowadays, of course, people have most often a tablet in their pocket, that a piece of paper and a pen, or a ball of clay. And of course, with digital media, you can do much more. You could try to draw, but not only draw in 2D, draw directly in 3D. You could try to sculpt, but not only sculpt shapes, but also sculpt shapes and motions. And of course, you can overcome a lot of constraints, such as the size of the support is not important anymore, the size of your fingers, the size of tools. You can undo, redo, copy, paste. So really, the goal of this symposium is to try to study methods, to try to answer this question: can we do better than a pen and a paper if we imagine a shape? Maybe a shape in motion, but at least a 3D shape. Can we be quicker and do better than with pen and paper to express this content? So this is what I'm calling expressive modeling. And for this symposium, I have 7 great speakers came to join me and will be giving talks. So I will not read now the whole list, but we will be starting now with John Hughes from Brown University.